Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, August the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3.25 cents, December wheat up 8.75 cents, and November beans down a nickel. Currently, we've got the dollar up 30 ticks. Metals are a little bit lower, crude oil down 22 a barrel. Let's start with the wheat. We punched it up through 590, get up to 590 and a quarter. We need a close over 590, in my opinion, to move this thing significantly higher. We really have resistance at 590 and then it again at $6. So there's a lot of resistance right in here. We'll see how we handle it here today. But nothing's really changed. The weather is still bad where it's been bad, with dry conditions all over the world. Fairly decent demand out here. We're hoping and waiting to see if the United States gets any of the Egyptian business. If they do, I think that's going to be a little bit of a game changer here and start moving this market higher. The export inspections this morning were light on the wheat at 382, but that could change virtually any day here. The beans, 636, not a bad number. And the corn, 1.1, again, not a bad number, not as big as it was last week, though, but still good number. Corn was a little bit higher. Weather looks, again, predominantly dry in most of the Midwest. We're going to be 90, 92 degrees in that range. Not a whole lot of moisture around. So I think that's given the corn a little bit of a push higher here. Again, we have resistance at 390 and again at $4. So it's going to be a little bit tough to push through this without some new news out here. The beans were lower on FC Stone. Estimate at 51.5 on the yield. That gave us a total production on the beans at 4.574. So that was a little bit bearish and put the beans down a little bit overnight. We did trade back higher on the day at one point. you know, I just think the beans have moved pretty quickly here. And the weather still remains, you know, again, basically dry and warm. So I think there's some upside potential yet in this bean market. Funds are still short corn. They're still short beans, still short oil. So I think we have some underpinning here. But again, we've got the trade war on again, off again. More talks, more tariffs, one thing after another, back and forth. I would certainly like to see the administration have one point person on this and one comment. Because one guy says one thing, somebody else says another, and it's just causing unnecessary volatility in this market, in my opinion. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.